We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ready, Phil?
Oh! We're on in 5, 4.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. Go time.
Yes, it did, baby.
6 o'clock, straight up, good morning. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It'll be sunny today. Much cooler. You'll feel it this morning. Mighty chilly. It's 38 now, 52 later.
I know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:03 and Christmas is fast approaching.
So quick.
Like a train or a light at the end of the tunnel. I messed up that whole thing.
You sure did. Christmas is coming down the tracks like the train at the end of the line. I did it too.
It's just going to be here before we know it.
The light at the end of the tunnel is the headlamp of the oncoming Christmas train, is what I'm telling you.
That's it.
Sounds good.
We got 18 days to go here before Christmas.
18, man. Oh.
Had the Christmas parade in Lexington. What a turnout in Lexington last night. Man, the whole town was there.
I believe it. The nighttime parades are always so nice.
Love everybody should do a nighttime Christmas parade. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's standard.
It's cooler.
And the weather, it was warm, and you know, it was a perfect night. There was a cool breeze blowing. But there was no problem being outside. In fact, I bet the people selling coffee and hot chocolate were getting hosed.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't want it.
Yeah.
Got icy, cold drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, slushy.
Iced hot chocolate.
But what a turnout. I mean, it was packed from end to end. I mean, all the way to where the parade makes the turn to disappear.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all the way. And right in the center of town where the Christmas tree is there. And Lexington, by the way, does a great job with their downtown. The Lexington downtown is really neat.
It's uptown, Dale. Uptown Lexington.
Well, anyway, it was very uptown. The Christmas tree that's right there in the center. There were thousands of people jammed into that area down there.
Wow.
So, yeah, good time last night in Lexington. A great turnout. They couldn't be more happy with the attendance at the parade.
People miss parades, I guess, you know. They've been all packed out, I feel like.
It was 2 years since we've had a Christmas parade, mm-hmm, I guess, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people run up to the truck and try to get their picture with the Dale O'Brien.
Well, there's a lot of howling going on.
I love that.
A lot of people saying that we're their morning show.
Good.
So I wanted to say hi to everybody.
Big shout out to those three people.
Thanks for coming out to the parade.
Y'all are too much.
When's the next parade?
Saturday. It's our last parade, Walnut Cove.
All right. Walnut Cove is I told somebody last night that we were going to be in that parade that came by the preset patrol.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Really? What?
Mm-hmm.
No, really. I had to convince them.
We love our small towns. People think it's wild that we go, but hey, we got to show love where we can.
That's right.
So, yeah, we're going to be there. That's Saturday. What time is that parade? Do you remember what time?
I believe it's 2 p.m.
2 p.m. parade. All right. But thanks to everybody in Lexington. All the waving and the howling and the shouting. It was great last night. It took an hour and 5 minutes to go from where I started moving. And when they say that parade starts at 6 p.m., it starts at 6. Bang. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Fire them up. Took me an hour and 5 minutes from the time I started rolling until the time I made the turn at the end of the parade.
It's not bad. An hour is pretty good timing, honestly.
So, fun parade in Lexington last night. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. 6:06 now. 52 later with sunshine. It's 38 right now.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick me.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:23. kind of jazzy music.
Yeah, it does.
I like this one. It is. I like this one. Stocking stuffer time. What you got today?
This one's really cool. Tried and true, because I bought one for my mom and mother-in-law last year, and they say it works 100%. It's a stainless steel soap to wash your hands with.
What?
It removes odors while cooking. So this is a man or a woman stocking stuffer, and at $6.26, it's cheap and well worth it, and on Amazon, so free shipping. But literally, it'll deodorize anything from onions to garlic, shallots, leeks, Bermuda onions.
So this is actual stainless steel.
Yeah, it's a stainless steel. It looks like a bar of soap.
It's the same as rubbing your hand on the faucet.
Oh, I never thought about it like that. Well, thanks for ruining it, Dale. Anyways, it's way cooler than rubbing your hand on the faucet.
Yeah. That's so weird. I've never heard of doing that at all.
I was looking for unique stocking stuffers last year and found this one. And I'm like, dang, that is a cool one that I need to share with the world, because there's nothing worse than getting done cooking and you just can still smell the garlic on your fingers.
Yeah, the garlic,
the
fresh garlic under there.
And being a contact wearer, then you go to like, you're nervous about any time I have contacts and I go take them out.
Yeah, and then you put it in your eye and you become Italian. It's crazy.
Oh my, that's not how that works. But anyways.
Dale, what's the matter, Dale?
It's stainless steel. And like I said, it removes the odors from your hands. It says it works with fish and other foods too. And it, I mean, it's like magic. You just grab, wet your hands, grab it, rub it on your hands, and the odor's gone.
Weird. I cannot get over that.
I love them.
Yeah, if you don't have that, just next time you're chopping onions or something for something you're making, just take your hands and rub them over the faucet there, and while you wash them, go on.
Really?
I feel like I have to extra clean my faucet. I am. Yeah. I'm gonna get one here for myself, I think, this year. They're pretty cool. So, tried and true. I know 100% they work.
Gosh, my mind, I can't wrap my head around
He's
this.
Mind blown.
Over the weekend, I made this. It's basically a version of pasta primavera. It's just with bow tie pasta and some peppers and veggies and stuff, and there's a fair amount of garlic in it. Man, I felt like my entire body was coated in garlic by the time I got all that garlic chopped. I was just like, I can't get rid of the smell. It's just, you know, the smell of fresh garlic and the garlic cooking smells wonderful. But once it's on your hands.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, it smells good here. What are you cooking? Just a little garlic and onions on the stove.
If you ever want to make people in your house hungry, put some butter in a pan, throw some garlic and onions in it. I guarantee you they'll be hungry in no time.
That smells like a whole meal.
Such a great smell, you know.
But as usual, I'll post this to our story so you can kind of get a look at it. But yeah, on Amazon, $6. Not bad.
Awesome. Well, Tiger Woods says he may play in a golf tournament coming up here soon. One where he plays with somebody else. He wants to play with his kid. He plays a lot with Darius Rucker, and Darius says he's never been able to beat the guy.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way. Coming down, splash of bourbon in the glass.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Now people collect things and they have memorabilia. They think it's worth gajillions.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Beanie Babies.
Yeah,
they're not.
Turns out to be worth 37 cents. You know, it's like.
like the Beanie Baby thing.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
People thought they were investing buying Beanie Babies.
No.
Huge bags of these things. I gave you $8 for the whole bag.
Oh, my in-laws pulled down a whole box of the McDonald's Beanie Baby toys still wrapped
McDonald's
up in the plastic.
They're worth millions.
No.
No, they're not. McMillions.
Yeah, McMillions.
Right.
It's Monopoly money.
Right. Worth McMillions in Monopoly money. Well, anyway, Sylvester Stallone has a few pieces of memorabilia over the years from all the films he's made.
Well, I'm sure those are worth a pretty penny.
Well, he decided to have a charity auction, and several items brought much more than people expected them to bring. Movie items included the script notes for the movie Rocky, brought $437,500.
Cha-ching.
It's just a red spiral notebook that's filled with plot details, dialogue, and character development concepts. It was only supposed to sell for about $50,000. That's what they expected.
Only.
Yeah, where do people get all this money from?
Let me assure you, the people who are attending this auction are not the folks like you and me.
Right.
The red gloves Sly wore in Rocky III sold for $32,000.
Mm.
And the American flag boxing shorts that Sly wore in Rocky III sold for $200,000.
Oh, my gosh. Big fans out there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've said this before, and I'll say this again. If there's anybody in Hollywood that deserves everything they've gotten, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Started with absolutely nothing. Guy was starving to death. and refused to sell the Rocky script to one of the studios who were trying to take advantage of him and get it for peanuts and get James Caan or somebody else to play Rocky, and told him that he couldn't do it. And he held out till somebody finally caved and let him make the movie. And guess what? He won an Oscar for that script.
It's and crazy. I have never seen one of the movies.
I've seen the first one. That's it.
I enjoyed the Rocky movies, but I like Sylvester Stallone because he knows what he's good at and he sticks to it.
Yeah.
He knows that people expect action movies from him,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he does. And he just keeps doing them, and people go, "Yeah."
He's not a Will Smith, not a character of all genres of movies.
He doesn't try to do everything.
He found
what he's good at and he sticks with it. And I'll tell you, man, I like the guy. I mean, I've never met him personally, but you don't hear a lot of stories about him, you know, being a bad guy or a jerk. I mean, there's plenty of things on YouTube where people walk up to him coming out of restaurants and stuff, and he poses for pictures and stuff, never makes a big deal out of it.
That's the job, man. Got to get used to it.
Comes along with it. John Travolta said it best. Hey, if you want people to stop asking you for your autograph, if you want people to stop wanting your picture, stop making movies.
Yeah.
Just quit.
True.
Stop doing it. After a while, they'll forget you. They won't even care.
It's
notice,
true.
Notice none of them do that.
Yeah, it is right.
She said, baby.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to bring out your acting skills?
Absolutely.
Leave that phone line open because Hollywood will be calling.
They will after they hear this. we're going to kill it here.
So this time of year, we like to break out Christmas movies that we know you're watching right now.
Yes.
And we put our best acting skills to the test. This morning, it is A Christmas Story.
That's A Christmas Story with Darren McGavin.
And this scene is when he comes up from the basement.
He's down there fighting the furnace.
And he realizes there's a crashing noise in the other room.
Uh-oh.
Stand by. Action.
What was that? What happened? What broke?
I don't know what happened. I was just watering the plant and I broke your lamp.
Don't you touch that. You were always jealous of this lamp.
Jealous? Of a plastic lamp?
Jealous! Jealous because I won.
That's ridiculous. Jealous? Jealous of what? That is the ugliest lamp I have ever seen in my entire life.
Now, it was out.
Get the glue.
We're out.
You used up all the glue on purpose.
The old man stood quivering with fury, stammering as he tried to come up with a real crusher, but all he got out was...
Not a finger!
Wow. Man.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I would hear people discuss that movie, and they would go, I wonder what he meant by not a finger. It meant don't lay a finger on that lamp.
Yeah.
But some people didn't get that. Why did he say, not a finger? Of course, why did he say it like that?
Right.
He didn't say, not a finger.
Maybe he had like a actual accent or something, and it just came out.
He was so
mad,
furious.
He was so mad. Still to this day, and I basically have the entire movie memorized. I will watch it every single year.
You know what?
It's all that's on our TV on Christmas Day. Don't come over and expect anything else but the 24-hour rerun on TBS of The Christmas Story.
I'm going to pull out a Christmas Story quiz and see how well Dale knows it.
Ooh,
quiz me too. Like, bring it on.
Both of you.
We'll team up. Team up.
Okay.
Come up with it. Do your best.
All right. I'll do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
56. Time to wake up. 52 later. It's 38 right now in the Triad.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. There's the Eli Young Band and Love Ain't. Well, when you're a parent, Christmas becomes quite the event.
Yeah.
And for some reason, and I don't know who did it, but I do know I've seen the story about the Elf on the Shelf and how they... Anyway, the Elf on the Shelf is... It's a chore to make all that work. So, Annie's got some issues.
Well, my Elf on the Shelf came a little late. Showed up a little late. I don't know if he was on the nog too
lazy,
much.
Lazy.
Yeah, missed his flight from the North Pole to here at my house.
What day is it? I gotta get going.
Yeah, but he finally, I guess, caught a flight, flew in Saturday. So, Sunday morning, we woke up and very, very excited to see that the elf had visited and got into a fight with some of Frank's toys, a snowball fight. Mm-hmm. It was a 4-on-1. And, you know, we walked out of the bedroom and here was a big snowball scene. The elf hiding in the tree, covered in snowballs. You can see the snowballs in the tree, and the tree had been wrapped in toilet paper. And one of Frank's teddies had like a bazooka with toilet paper coming out of it. So clearly, I mean, Teddy was trying to get this elf down. And then Handy Manny and the army guy and Woody from Toy Story were all equipped with snowballs, too. So
wow, this is a busy place.
It was busy, and it was a mess. And up there on the tree was a little sweet note. Said Frank on it. Open it up. Says, hey, Frank, I'm your new elf. Came here to watch over you for Santa, and, you know, you got to name me, and you can get to know more about me. Read my book. Well, Frank saw the book, and he was like, oh, cool, a book. So Danny starts to read it to him, and then Frank's looking, and he goes, why are all my toys out here? Why is it a mess out here? Mm. And we're like, Frank, the elf, Santa sent the elf to come visit you, and he got into a fight with your toys here. And at the bottom of his note said, P.S. I won, which clearly, I mean, if you could judge the amount of snowballs on the toys on the ground to the elf on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the elf definitely won.
So he's kind of like, hey, elf, do whatever you want. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, he did not give two craps about this elf or any of the magical things that happened in our home the night before. He did not care.
He's the one the mess cleaned up.
Yes, really and truly, and he put all his toys away. He was not having it. And Danny's trying to read the book to him and explain how it happens, and we keep stopping to talk to him again, and he just did not care. He brought out some new toys, started playing. We try to get him to name him. We think he named him Snowball, but we're not sure. So I'm starting to think that maybe I'm just going to have to write Santa and tell him, hey, it's too soon for the elf, man. Maybe next year. I just feel like it was a major fail.
How old is Frank?
He'll be 3 at the end of December. And he's very into stuff, like very... Like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird because I thought he would be like, whoa, look what happened. Like, and he just did not care about that elf. So uninterested.
Yeah, maybe he is.
Maybe the elf needs to leave and come back next year.
That's what I'm thinking. I think I'm just going to write Santa and say, Santa, it was just too soon, man. Send him back next year. We'll try to name him again. I don't even think Snowball stuck.
The moment Santa brings it back to the North Pole is the moment Frank will go, hey, wait, where'd he go?
Well, he was so uninterested in the elf, he didn't even notice that he was doing more.
It's the holiday season.
Woo!
And Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy.
It's like he's right here singing.
Yeah.
Back, Jack. It's holiday season for sure, and we have brought back the preset patrol.
That's right.
We can't say the other thing anymore because of that cartoon show has got it trademarked.
So the preset patrol is out and about today. I'll be out at the BJ's in Burlington.
Woo, heading to Alamance County.
At noon.
Better Burlington.
That's right. So come by at noon. Why? Because what will I have, Annie?
A nooner. Tickets to see Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
To win.
It's Keith Urban here. He's my wife, Nicole.
That's Kidman. Not That's terrible. Australian. That is the worst. That's more like British.
Hey, like a Cockney accent. Hey, I'm walking here.
No, stop.
Whatever. Well, anyway, I'll be the BJ's in Burlington today at noon.
All right, so go by. It's a nooner today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss the Wolf Truck either. Those lights flashing, things jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be in the area, why not stop by and sign up to win some Keith Urban tickets? If you've never seen the guy, he puts on an incredible show.
Takes less than 2 minutes. Come by, drop your name and thing. Boom. You go inside and get yourself a hot dog.
Yeah.
Hey, ooh, BJ's has hot dogs?
I think so.
Speaking of that, some of these places that sell those hot dogs in massive quantities like mm-hmm. that are running out of them.
Well, I mean, they're so good.
You got to have one when you go in there.
You can't pass by.
Do they have Nathan's, like Sam's Club?
Let me go ahead and tell you right now. Sam's Club is better than Costco.
Yeah.
Because they have the Nathan's with the little crunch when you bite into it. Your snap, mm-hmm. I should say. I haven't tried anything BJ's has because I'm a membership.
It's because you're biting into that intestine that's wrapped around the outside of that.
Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome. Just here to help.
Salty, delicious goodness.
Yummy. Time to get up. Sunny today. 52, 20 degrees cooler than yesterday. Chilly, 38 starts your day.
I've stopped looking for your truck every time. Hooray! Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating today, starting out with Harley Smoke of Clemens. How cool
Harley
the name is.
Smoke.
I know. Her name is awesome. She's 11 today, so happy birthday, Harley.
Harley Smoke.
Mm-hmm. Someone got creative.
Cool name, Harley. Happy birthday.
Hunter Brasington from Walkertown is 12 today.
The big one, too.
A teenager. Almost. Oh.
I was going to say, wait, hold on, math. 11, 12.
I know,
okay.
I know his mama personally, and I know she is probably on the brink of tears watching her baby grow up just before her eyes that.
I know.
John Michael Thompson of Winston-Salem is celebrating. Matt Albert of Burlington. Kat Wright from Greensboro. Matthew Puntori of Ashboro. Emily Dawn of Stokesdale. Johnny Painter from Westport. Carrie Haney of Winston-Salem. Stephen Woodruff of Eden. Lynetta Johnson of Greensboro. Jennifer Waltos of High Point, Morgan Cranford of Randleman, Kristen Stout of Graham, Waylon Turbeville of Lexington.
I love Waylon Jennings too.
Waylon was awesome.
My bad, you guys. Amy Gossett of McLeansville, Haley Langston of Lexington, and Megan Ebert of Burlington are all celebrating today. And you share your birthday with Aaron Carter, who's 34. I'm going to mess up her last name. Sarah
Bareilles.
Bareilles. Okay. Yeah, Sarah Bareilles is 42. Terrell Owens is 48. T.O. And Larry Bird is 65 today. You think he's still as tall as he used to be?
Well, you do shrink as you get older. But I think he's still one of the goats, I'll tell you that.
I always said he should play Big Bird. That's who he reminds me of, Big Bird. Larry Bird, Big Bird. Yeah, I know, right? If you want to get on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show's birthday shout-out list, just go to 931wolfcountry.com and submit yours there. Or you can send us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
I know a lot of people, when they have a quick lunch, they need to get something done real fast. They either go by Sam's Club or they go by Costco and they get the hot dog combo. Mm-hmm.
You can't beat the price.
It's only $1.50.
Delicious. Like that.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, you may be having a problem. Costco has a hot dog shortage, of course, at their store. So if you go there, just a heads up, you may have to switch up your routine and get pizza, or they have chicken bakes that
You're
are there.
You're starting too. With this, another shortage?
I know. Look, Dale's breaking down in tears over there. But yeah, so just be aware if you do lunch there. Randolph County, this happened yesterday after we got off the air, and it's been in the works since, I believe, 2015 when they bought the land or somewhere back in there. But Toyota is going to build its first North American battery plant in the Greensboro-Randolph mega site in Randolph County. It'll be 1,800 acres and add around 1,700 jobs.
1,800 acres?
Yeah, that's significant for Randolph County. That's significant.
And I wonder what, you know, when you get into the detail, what kind of incentives did they get?
I don't know. Are these like electric car batteries? Is that what you're making?
Yeah.
Very important.
Very important. So, yeah, 1,700 jobs going to be coming out.
Did you just say 1,700?
1,700. Sorry, my Randolph County came out.
And they pay pretty good. Pretty good job.
I think the average is $60,000.
So great. Wow.
I mean, they're just batteries. How hard can it be to... What, make them?
Probably all the stuff in the batteries. They pay you so much because you're going to get sick and die when you get older.
I mean, what do? You just plug them into a wall, charge them, then put them in a box? It's got to be that easy.
I guarantee it's not.
No, but still, that's really good news. Hey, I wanted to spring this on Annie. 18 days left until Christmas.
Oh, my God. I'm not ready.
So hard to believe. You know, we talk about Christmas and it seems so far away, and here we are on top of it. No, over 2 weeks to go until Christmas. And I'm going to tell you, I'm already thinking about how much I'm going to miss all the lights and the music.
Yeah, I will too.
After you take all that down, there's this
drab.
Period. Yeah, it's just a period where you're like, ugh.
That's where everybody's gray. Seasonal depression kicks in.
That's the deepest part of the valley.
Yeah.
But I mean, man, fall, when the leaves start to change right through Christmas, my absolute favorite.
And it flies by. It was just August.
But we still got plenty of time to enjoy it. We got the lights on, the tree up, the gifts are under the tree, we're eating all the Christmas goodies, come on.
Yay. Yes. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Hey, today is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, of course, on this day many, 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 many moons ago. Of course, Pearl Harbor happened. And last but not least, I tried to... Stop it, Annie. Stop it. Stop it.
I didn't say a word.
He did no research. He has no idea what to say. Pearl Harbor happened.
Because halfway through, I said, I don't want to make it depressing because she said you started out depressing. So I was like, well, I guess I better stop here.
It's hard to make Pearl Harbor not depressing. A downer. You know what I mean?
So that's why I was
Pearl Harbor happened today, folks. That's it.
I was like, we're cutting it off there.
It's one of those, you know, that whole thing about, you know, December 7th, 1941, a day that shall live in infamy. You know, that's just burned into your brain from hearing all that in school.
That's right. Keep it up, Annie. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Fireball Whiskey was originally developed as part of a line of flavored schnapps by Seagram's in the mid-80s. Now look at them now.
I know. And today, Pearl Harbor happened.
She is never... ever gonna let up on you, man.
I didn't want it to be depressing.
Never gonna give it up.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you
can. We're trying to catch a good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Trying to catch a good time.
Good time, baby.
Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Well, yeah, with the Wolf Show, got some fun facts from holiday movies that you might not be aware of.
I bet I know all of them. Lay it on me.
I'm going to start out with It's a Wonderful Life. It's Annie's favorite movie.
It is.
Before It's a Wonderful Life, for snow in movies, cornflakes painted white were used for the snow on the set.
So they were frosted flakes.
Right. But the problem was the crunch when people walked on them.
Oh.
So Frank Capra, who directed It's a Wonderful Life, had a backup plan, and he used a combination of ivory soap flakes, chipped ice, and a substance called fomite, which is similar to what's used in fire extinguishers today. So that was what was the snow in It's a Wonderful Life. By the way, A Wonderful Life was a huge bomb at the box office. It did terrible numbers. At the box office, lost money.
That's wild because it's so good.
Jimmy Stewart in it, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, no. You want the moon? I'll get the moon for you.
Yeah, right.
That's the one. Has everybody seen Scrooged? Bill Murray, Scrooged?
I don't know. That sounds really familiar, but I don't know if I've seen it.
He improvised a heavy amount of the lines in that movie, and they just went ahead and went with it. He was also in negotiations at the time to play the lead in Bad Santa.
Wow.
But due to a scheduling conflict, the role went to Billy Bob Thornton.
He would have made a good Bad Santa, too, though.
Yeah, he would have. That's one of those where you hear about it and you go, he could have done that.
Yeah.
He
could have done it. Tim Burton got his storyline from The Nightmare Before Christmas after a trip to the store where Halloween and Christmas decorations were out at the same time together. That's what inspired him to do the movie.
He must have went to Hobby Lobby before they nixed Halloween decorations.
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes to Tim Burton style films, you either love them or hate them. There's nobody in the middle.
I don't like them.
Really? I love them.
No, they're not.
This is Halloween.
Back to It's a Wonderful Life for just a second. The FBI issues a memo in 1947 about It's a Wonderful Life being a possible infiltration by communists into the movie industry.
Why?
The director, Frank Capra, went into debt to the tune of $525,000 because the movie did so terribly at the box office.
Did it do terribly because the FBI sent that letter out? Who knows?
Who knows how bad, you know, or, you know, what made it go so wrong. But it just didn't do anything at the box office. And a lot of holiday films didn't then. They're a little bit more dressed up today, especially these holiday comedies that come out that have seemed to have gotten
with
to be so
60,000 different famous actors in them.
Oh, yeah. A Charlie Brown Christmas was originally supposed to have a laugh track, but Charles Schulz was against having it, and they decided not to put it in.
I despise TV shows with laugh tracks.
It's awful.
Unless it's Seinfeld.
You may know this. Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, those cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Both songs before they became Christmas specials. They just made the special out of the theme to the song.
Yeah.
And in 1966, the director of the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas gave the Grinch a green color because he was inspired by an ugly green car that he had recently rented.
And the rest is history.
See, I was thinking like green with envy. So you make him green. He's a little monster guy, you know?
Nope. He was very disappointed with the car that he rented. In fact, he had asked if that's the only one they had available. And they said it was. He was ticked off.
Wow.
He was so ugly. And that's why he gave the Grinch the green color.
Him and the little Mucinex guy. They're both
so
little green.
Funny.
That Mucinex guy grosses me out.
He's disgusting. He's just a big old blobby booger.
Nice. It's not ball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.